Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, John Oates.
Great songs endure, and I'm very proud and happy to know that I was part of something that will endure.
I talk with musicians and get the inside stories behind their music.
Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I rarely work things out. I like to go off the cuff and try to grab things out of the air while you're playing the song and try to catch a little magic.
Listen to Taking a Walk on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to stacks and stacks of emails tonight. I know you don't believe me. No one ever believes me when I say these things, mainly because they're never true. But tonight is different, Chris. Tonight I can feel it. Yes, it is. Tonight I can feel it. All right, before we get to that, we're going to make fun of Cory Booker. We're going to have a blast doing that. We're going to do a lot of things. We do need to tackle something important. As you know, I don't take a lot of phone calls on the show. I don't have a lot of guests. I don't take a lot of phone calls. And that's mainly because I just really love me. And Chris? I feel like the world needs more me than anything else. But no, in all seriousness, I don't. And I don't think I've taken phone calls in a week. So we're going to take some phone calls tonight, but they're important phone calls. I want these calls to be something that will really get to the heart of what matters right now. Because it's easy to get lost in everything. Well, what's the big story? Does this matter? Does that matter? I want these phone calls to matter. And so here's the phone call I want. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. It's you. It's midnight. You wake up. You walk to your pantry. It's midnight snack time. The wife, the husband, he or she, they're sound asleep. They're never going to know what you're about to do to yourself in that pantry. What is your go-to guilty pleasure midnight snack? Maybe it's nachos. I have been known to spread out some chips on a plate, dump some shredded cheddar on there, some hot sauce. I've been known to go hog wild on some nachos at midnight like a child. Maybe it's fruit if you're some kind of freak, but maybe that's your thing. Look, I'm going to judge you if it's fruit. I just want you to know. Maybe it's Triscuits and cheese. Triscuits and cheese, underrated. Oh, Chris brought up whether it's the easy cheese or not. I was thinking about the sliced cheese, but you're right. Easy cheese is way better and better for you. Any cheese that comes out of a can is far superior. But let's talk about you. 877-377-4373. What's your go-to midnight snack? And before we go to the emails, I promised you I was going to play you this. This is a little backstory in case you don't quite get it all from what I'm about to play you. Ashley Biden, she's Joe Biden's daughter. Now, I normally don't mess with the kids unless I feel like there's some kind of direct security threat like Hunter is, or unless something's going on there that may be a poor reflection of the president. Yeah, let's figure it out. I mean, I've heard all the rumors about like Malia Obama. I'm not talking about those on the air. I don't think that's worthy of conversation. Hunter Biden stuff is worthy of conversation because he can get blackmailed and the president of the United States can get forced into things. Well, this was the rumor. And again, these are rumors, unsubstantiated, that Ashley Biden had a diary. Well, I take that back. We know she had a diary. And there were rumors about things in that diary. Accusations between her and Joe and whatnot. And Project Veritas, they're always doing that undercover journalism work, you know, like the way the rest of the journalism is supposed to work in this country. And they heard about the diary, went down, got their hands on the diary, and then, because they are on the up and up, they worked hard to try to verify it. You really want to verify it, especially when you have something like that. But The Department of Justice found out they had their hands on Ashley Biden's diary. I'm just going to play this. It's a little long. It's over 2 minutes long. It's way longer than I normally play. I want you to listen very closely to this, and I want you to understand something. The Department of Justice is supposed to be impartial. They are definitely supposed to be separated from the executive branch. The president doesn't just get to point to the DOJ and say, go do this and go do that. No. The DOJ should be able to aim its sights at the president if the president is corrupt. Keeping that in mind, I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to what's going on in your Justice Department and your media in conjunction with the Justice Department. Just sit back for a couple minutes, and then we'll get to your phone calls. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Your go-to midnight snack. But before we get there, here we go.
Project Veritas has just obtained documents showing the SDNY was spying on Project Veritas journalists well before the FBI raided the homes of our journalists last November, secretly reading our emails, concealing that from the court in our case against the SDNY.
In November 2021, the FBI raids our homes and seizes 47 electronic devices, including cell phones, laptops, and thumb drives. Within 5 days, U.S. District Court Judge Annalisa Torres ordered the Southern District of New York to pause its review of my devices, and within a month ordered the SDNY to turn our seized materials over to a special master who would supervise the SDNY's review to protect our First Amendment and journalistic privileges. Recently obtained legal documents from Microsoft Corporation reveal that despite Judge Torres's orders, between November 2020 and April 2021, the Department of Justice went to six magistrates and obtained a series of secret warrants, orders, and a subpoena to surreptitiously collect privileged communications and contacts of eight American journalists, myself included, from Microsoft. The DOJ even sought and obtained numerous secrecy orders preventing Microsoft from disclosing the surveillance to anyone. The SDNY also went around Judge Torres and the special master and obtained two secrecy orders after the special master had been appointed. The SDNY's surveillance of Project Veritas journalists was done as part of the DOJ's unprecedented investigation into Ashley Biden's diary. The documents collected from these email accounts date back as far as January 2020, 8 months before we even knew the diary existed. While the special master litigation proceeded, the government apparently misled the court by omission, by not disclosing that it had already obtained other privileged materials. The SDNY was ordered to turn over all materials to the special master. They didn't. The SDNY was ordered to stop reviewing our materials. They didn't. The SDNY has an obligation to be honest with the court. They weren't.
Do we have a Justice Department in this country, along with a CDC, FDA, IRS, EPA? Do we have an administrative state that is now simply an enforcement arm for the communists in this country? And if the answer to that question is yes, how do we get out of that? Exactly. How are we supposed to get out of that? I want to make sure people understand this too, because right now there are probably some people saying, maybe you're saying this. There are probably people saying, well, I don't have anything to hide. They could go through my emails. They could check my texts. They can check. Look, one, good for you. Two, do you think they actually need to have something criminal to destroy your life? I would strongly suggest you go do some reading on what these people can and will do if they simply deem you to be an enemy of the state, an enemy of the system itself. These people will wreck you and have the power to wreck you. And if we have a Justice Department that it's going to start sending FBI agents to kick down journalists' doors at midnight because they might have something damaging on the daughter of the President of the United States of America. It is time to start asking yourself what kind of country we have now, because that is a really big deal. That is a very big deal. Yeah, Chris said Obama did it. I mean, a lot of this stuff began with Obama. Clinton was really bad about it, too. Obama ramped it up majorly when it comes to weaponizing the government. When you are in the government, especially the administrative state, the Department of Justice, you have the power in your hands to wreck someone's life. They do not have to be guilty. They do not have to have committed a crime. You possess the power to wreck their life. What do these communists do? How do these communists operate? Do they ever sit down and look at the power in their hands and try to not use it? They can't manage to make a cartoon anymore without having a couple lesbians making out. What do you think a communist activist at the DOJ will do with that kind of power? That's a big, big deal. All right. We need late night snacks. Midnight snacks. 877-377-4373. It's midnight. The spouse is asleep. Nobody's watching. Just you and your pantry. What is your go-to late night snack? There's no judgment here. You know that's a total lie. I'm going to judge you all day long. But we're gonna be honest with each other. What is your late night snack? Now, on top of everything else, as I just mentioned a couple segments ago, they're bringing up aggressive rate hikes coming because they're very worried that inflation is going to get worse. When I say get worse, we know it's going to ramp up. That's already. But they're worried the rate of inflation is going to ramp up, meaning we haven't even seen close to the worst of it yet. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold delivered to your front door. 833-995-GOLD. I can't stress this enough. They're so laid back. They're so easy to work with. Tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take special care of you. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. Tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll deliver gold you can hold. And inflation can't wreck that. Oxford Gold Group.
Fighting for your freedom every day. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are just about to get to your midnight snack phone calls. I'm so excited about it. Look, we can talk about snacks, or we can talk about Cory Booker.
You got here how every black woman in America who's gotten anywhere has done by being... like Ginger Rogers said, I did everything Fred Astaire did, but backwards in heels. And so I'm just sitting here saying, nobody's stealing my joy. Nobody's going to make me angry, especially not people that are called in a conservative magazine demagogic for what they're bringing up that just doesn't hold water. I'm not going to let my joy be stolen because I know you and I, we appreciate something.
Okay, first of all, Chris, that's not very nice. We're not going to inquire about Cory Booker and his love life. I'll have you know, he just broke up with his girlfriend, Rosario Dawson, and we're not going to inquire anymore about that, Chris. Show some respect. He continues.
That we get, that a lot of my colleagues don't. I know Tim Scott does. When I first came to this place, I was the fourth black person ever popular.
In the name of flattening the curve... I'm already bored. We can't do this anymore. We can't do Cory Booker. I need midnight snacks. 877-377-4373. Tom in New York, go.
Yeah, Jesse, Cory Booker's a phony. But I called about the state of New York and the city of New York. It's conditions.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Tom. Hold on. It's not that I don't care about New York. What's your go-to midnight snack, sir?
Oh, ice cream, brother. Ice cream.
What flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
You know, I'll tell you something, Tom. I'll tell you how much I respect this move. No one orders the mint chocolate chip. But anytime you get your hands on it, you say to yourself, why don't I order more mint chocolate chip? Mint chocolate chip delivers every single time, and it doesn't get the respect it deserves, and I'm sick and tired of it. Thanks, Tom. Anyway, Kim in St. Petersburg, go.
Okay, but don't do this at home, boys and girls.
Kim, I need you to call me back when you are not in the middle of a wind tunnel or a tornado. Don in Alabama, go.
Jiffy peanut butter spread on a graham cracker, and you dip it in either cold or warm milk. Doesn't matter, whatever you prefer.
Hold up, Don. You were doing so good until warm milk? That's got to be cold milk, man. Warm milk, what?
Yeah, well, you know, it just depends on the mood you're in. You know, if you're going to take it back to your honey in the bed, you know, you got to warm up the milk sometimes.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
All right, if you're going to bring up stuff like that, I respect that, Don. All right, peanut butter and graham crackers, underrated. 877-377-4373. Tim in St. Petersburg, go.
So it's cereal for me.
Okay.
Cereal and milk.
Okay, what kind?
Any kind, whatever's in the pantry. Cookie Crisp, Lucky Charms, it was Honey Nut Cheerios last night.
Tim, are you a Captain Crunch man? I realize it tears up the roof of your mouth, but I feel like we don't get enough respect for Captain Crunch. That's a yes.
One of my favorites.
My man.
It's not all berries that tears up the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, see, I don't like the Crunch berries. Chris, maybe you feel... Wait, can you people eat Captain Crunch? You can? Okay, well, look, I like Captain Crunch. And I'm not going to be painted as being anti-Crunchberry. All right, I'm not going to be painted. But the berries ruined the Captain Crunch. They didn't need the berries. And I love berries, right? I know Chris is fruity. What? 877-377-4373. Peter and San Diego, go to midnight snack. Go.
Oreo cookies or the jalapeno Lay's potato chips. It depends on my mood. Either or.
I love jalapeno chips, jalapeno Cheetos, jalapeno everything. It's, daggone it. My problem he brought up is the Oreos, man. Oreos and milk. And everyone knows the deal. You hold the Oreo in the milk. Only seasoned veterans will understand how long you hold the Oreo in the milk. You pull it out right when it's at prime mushiness. But before it breaks off into the bottom, before, what are you shaking your head for, Chris? No, you don't skewer it on a fork. You risk breaking it up. Gosh, let me handle this, Chris. All right, you're not qualified. I'm the one who's qualified anyway. And then you put them in your mouth, and it's just the best thing in the world. The problem with the Oreo is a couple months ago, I don't remember, went to the store with my sons. The wife was, of course, yelling and screaming, please don't go to the store. I'll just go. You always come home with stuff we don't need. And I don't know where she gets off with that. So, of course, we went down the cookie aisle trying to find some things we needed. And immediately the boys said exactly what he just said. Hey, let's go get some Oreos. Go get some Oreos with the boys. And immediately, as I'm my eyes are wandering in the grocery aisle. I mean, there's Fig Newtons there. There's Chips Ahoy there. I've got all these options. I'm overwhelmed, right? And my son says, Dad, why are the Oreos rainbow colored? And I turned and looked. And, of course, they had to do the waterboarding you with all this garbage in the cookie aisle thing. What, Chris? I'm not going to get off-brand Oreos. I'd rather have nothing. I'd rather have nothing than off-brand Oreos. You know what? You know what? We're done with this. We're done with this right now. Biden administration, you know, we're going to get back to those calls, by the way. This is going to be all night. 877-377-4373. Your go-to midnight snack. The wife, husband, they're in bed. The smell is not going to wake them up. Let's say they're sleeping solidly. You can have anything you want. What's your go-to snack? Biden administration reportedly working to increase Ukrainian refugee intake. You know, I actually don't have a problem with this. I don't have a problem with taking in Ukrainian refugees. Am I supposed to be against something like that? I guess I'm not. I view this as being much different than all other refugees. They're actually in a war-torn country that's currently being invaded. The problem is all these other, quote, asylum seekers, They're not seeking legal asylum from a war-torn country. The problem with them is it just sucks where they are, and they want to come here. That's completely different. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to some emails, and we're going to get to your phone calls. Midnight snack time. Your go-to. 877-377-4373. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. By the way, the podcasts are now up. I brought up at the beginning of the show, people are yelling, they haven't been up for a couple days. There's some tech stuff behind the scenes, they switched something. Don't worry, they're still on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. There was just a lag in getting them up. I'm assuming we were going to fix that lag. They're going to get up a little bit more promptly from now on, Chris. Okay, yes, the lag has been fixed. Everything's good. Don't worry, you get all the me you can handle. What, Chris? That's what... Look, me and Dome. And also, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get back to your phone calls in a minute. Go to Midnight Snacks. But first, hey, crayon eater. You know what? That's not very nice. Everyone knows that George Soros pays for Democrats' elections, and I think it's wrong. My question is, what does he get out of it? I just don't understand why he does it. Is his goal just to make America crap? He could do so much good, but he chooses not to. Thanks. Oh, and he finishes this by saying, Rangers lead the way. Barf. Barf. All right, never mind. Seriously, Semper Fi, my brother. All right, why does George Soros do what he does? You know what? Actually, this is perfect. This is a perfect time to bring this up. Lindsey Graham today asked to Ketanji Brown about how she consistently gives low sentences to people convicted, remember, people who've pleaded guilty, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, who pleaded guilty to child porn. Remember, I hate to use these words again because I know families are listening, but child porn is child rape. There's an innocent child in front of that camera being attacked by a monster. These people are the lowest of the low. Lindsey Graham brings this up today. And, well, listen, because it's going to tie right back to your question about Soros and why he does what he does.
In comes the internet. On the internet, with one click, you can receive, you can distribute tens of thousands. You can be doing this for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, you are looking at 30, 40, 50 years in prison.
Good.
Cut.
Good.
I understand.
Absolutely,
Senator,
good. I hope you are.
To do
good.
Allow her to finish, please.
I hope you go to jail for 50 years if you're on the internet trolling for images please. Of children in sexual exploitation. So you don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a
that's
horrible thing.
That's not what the witness said.
Okay. What's that have to do with Soros? Well, let's think about you for a moment. You, when you think about children, maybe you are one. Maybe you're a teenager, maybe you're an adult, maybe you're an older person, man, woman, doesn't matter. But when you think about children, what do you think? You think innocent, should be protected at all costs. I mean, with your life, if necessary. One would hope, you never know if this is true, but one would hope if a truck was barreling down the road at a child, you'd throw it out of the way and you'd get run over first. Like, that's the kind of mentality we all want to have, right? It's a child. What's better than a child? My little buddies, my sons, man, they're everything to me. Everything to me. That's how you look at kids. That's how I look at kids. Okay, they look at kids in an entirely different way. They're more than happy to slaughter them when they're unborn. Once they are born, they will actively try to wreck them mentally. You're seeing this now across America with all the forced trans LGBTQ insanity at the youngest age, actively trying to create a child that is just mentally wrecked, drug abused, depressed, anxiety, oftentimes physically mutilated. Why? Why? Right? You see that, and I see that, and it just looks like evil. And it is evil. But why? What's the why behind it? I've brought up this quote before, and I'm going to bring it up until the day they finally kick me off the air. There is no construction without destruction. And you know who said that? Mao. And Mao was really, honestly, he was basically plagiarizing what the earliest communists like Lenin talked about, how we need endless revolution, endless destruction, endless conflict. Why? Well, they believe that the world as it exists now is evil. They believe the world as it exists is evil and that it has to be ripped down to nothing. It has to be burned to ash before it can be recreated in this utopia. Now, to them, they're building heaven. Remember, Pol Pot, I'm actually doing a special on Pol Pot on the First TV this Friday for you guys who've been hungry for some history. But Pol Pot, remember, Pol Pot killed 25% of his own country in like 4 years. 4 years. He killed a quarter of his own country and was asked later on in life, any regrets there? And again, I'm paraphrasing here. It was, no, I don't have any regrets. No, I'm not a violent person. What? What are you talking about? You're not a violent person. In their minds, all the destruction they're doing is justified because of this phantom utopia that never materializes that is supposed to come after the destruction. Why does George Soros fund district attorneys across America, across the country, DAs whose mission is to turn violent criminals loose? Those violent criminals will obviously do what they've been doing, go out and kill more people, hurt more people. He knows this. Why? Because when you sow chaos like that, you destroy the social fabric. Destruction begets more destruction. And in the end, if he can just burn America to ash the way he wants to, then it can be rebuilt. In the same way, these people are okay with child predators. They're okay with going after children, aborting children, pouring filth into children. Why? Who could do that to a child? Someone who is trying to create a new generation of foot soldiers who will help them destroy. And then in the end, once the world has been rebuilt and remade, then we don't have to destroy that next generation of children. Of course, that utopia never comes, but in their minds, that's what they're building. You can't relate to George Soros. I can't relate to George Soros because it would never occur to you to look at America, to look at a child, to look at a border, to look at a dollar, to look at anything and destroy it. But you have to understand you are not dealing with political people. You are dealing with religious people. They are devout. Communism is a religion of destruction and domination, and they believe in it as much as you believe in your God, and they are committed to it unto death, mostly yours. And until you accept that, until you move on from this, well, they're just Democrats. Well, it's just a little difference of opinion. Until you move on from that and accept you are dealing with evil communists trying to destroy it all, you will never understand why they do what they do or what they're trying to do next. That is the truth. What are they trying to wreck? Everything. Absolutely everything. I mean, look, it even includes themselves. I've brought this up before. Pol Pot, I just brought him up. He had 22 members of his Communist Central Committee when he first took over. 18 of them were dead after the first year. Stalin killed over 80% of the Communist Committee members. Once they're done destroying all, well, it's not that they stop. They just turn internally and destroy themselves, too. It's the one nice thing. My buddy Phil with that band All That Remains, Phil had a great quote one time. I want to give him credit for it. He said, the only good thing about communism is all the communism has killed. But it's true. All right, that was a little heavy. We need more midnight snacks. 877-377-4373. We're going back to midnight snacks before we get to emails. Now, obviously that was dark. I realize that, but these are dark times and we're dealing with dark people. Practice with your weapon. Have you practiced with your weapon? And maybe right now you're saying, hey, Jesse, I'd love to. I don't have the time. Okay, I get that. I understand it. Jesse, I'd love to. I'm not doing great money-wise. Ammo's too expensive. Trust me, I understand that. Jesse, have you seen gas prices? It's over $4 a gallon, over $5 a gallon. I understand that. All those are valid. That's why I push Mantis X so hard. Mantis X attaches to your weapon, whatever it is, and you practice right there in your home. Don't have an hour to get to the range and back if you're just doing a quick shoot. You don't need an hour. Wake up and do 10 minutes in the morning with Mantis X. It's what the Marines use. It's what the Special Forces guys use. It's more than just target practice. It's feedback. They will improve your technique. They'll put you through drills. Go to MantisX.com today and get one. MantisX.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, Chris. That is, of course, the great song, When the Levee Breaks. Do you know when they recorded that song in order to get the drum? Turn it back up, Chris. Why are you fading away? Turn it back up. I'm talking about it. In order to get the drums to sound so cool like that, they had John Bonham. He was the drummer, the greatest drummer of all time before he drowned in his own vomit after taking 40 shots of vodka. But they had him put the drums up in a staircase in order for him to get that cool sound they have going. Gosh, Led Zeppelin was sweet until they got way into heroin and they just... let's be honest. At the end, it got weird. At the end, it got weird. All right. 877-377-4373. The spouse is asleep. Your wife's asleep soundly. Not going to wake up. Husband is asleep soundly. Not going to wake up. It's midnight. You walk to the pantry. You can have whatever you want. With no judgment, what's the go-to midnight snack? Chris in Long Island, go.
Jesse, it's Nick from Long Island. How are you, man?
Good. Chris. Look, the phone screener said Chris. All right, Nick, go ahead, boss.
Nope. This is Nick, Jesse. All right, handsome, here we go. I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
The go-to for me, and this is, it's got to be done in sequence.
Okay.
Perfectly toasted English muffin, crunchy peanut butter,
ooh,
and this is the key now.
Okay.
Thinly sliced banana, the texture of the banana, thinly sliced banana, and a raw drizzle of honey. That's my go-to.
I'm starving now. I'll tell you what, Nick. People don't respect the English muffin like they should. Everyone knows about toast. The English muffin has its place with the peanut butter getting all warm and dripping into the little cracks. I respect it. All right, I'll give you a second one because the first one was so good.
Second one, Jesse. Now, this is a bake shop in Long Island. It makes the greatest cookies.
Okay.
They're out of Southampton, Long Island. If you want the name, I'll give it to you.
Please, please, yes.
Three oatmeal, Tate's. T-A-T-E-S, you can look it up, Jesse.
Okay.
They'll deliver to Houston for you. I want you to take a look at their website. They've got the greatest oatmeal raisin cookie. So three oatmeal raisin when you're in a little bit of a rush at midnight, and an ice cold glass of chocolate milk.
Oh, yes. I'm an oatmeal raisin cookie freak, and Chris is already on the website. Greatest phone call ever. Thank you, Nick. Chris, get us some oatmeal raisin cookies. Stat. 877-377-4373. Quick reminder, I realize we do have a bunch of new listeners. One, I swear, this is a political talk show. We just tend to get a little bit sidetracked from time to time. Almost always about food. That's one. Two, I don't ever take phone calls. But when I do, it's different than other shows. Pay attention. Don't say hi. Don't ask me how I am. I know you're just doing that because you're polite. Don't tell me you love the show. When I say your name and your place, go. Get right to the point, all right? Right to the point. Marty in Colorado, go.
I'm not walking to the pantry, Chris. I'm going straight to the freezer and going to pull out a container of Dreyer's ice cream. It's got to be the vanilla bean. And it has to be the slow churned, only because my wife says it's less fat. I don't know if that's true or not. And then sprinkle it with Ovaltine, the chocolate Ovaltine, and let that kind of mix up a little bit. And that's my go-to.
Hold on. The Ovaltine powder? You're talking about like the powder?
The powder, yeah, the powder, because at first it's kind of gritty and chalky, but when it blends in with that ice cream, it's just delicious.
You know, I would, that would never have occurred to me. Gosh, I feel like a smarter person now. Okay, I can respect it. What, Chris? No, I didn't say there was anything wrong with chocolate syrup, Chris. Don't put words in my mouth. The powder is something that would never have occurred to me because, like he said, it'd be gritty, but I guess eventually it would mix in with all the white. All right, Tom, Virginia, go.
Jesse, I'm taking a 180 from all the carbs I've been hearing about for the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you mentioned John Bonham a while ago and the vodka.
Mm-hmm.
After maybe one or two more shots of tequila or vodka, whatever you had, a kosher dill pickle spear followed by a swig of the juice. It's been proven to prevent hangovers. It was actually a recipe given to me by an American Ukrainian. You cannot make this up, an American Ukrainian friend of mine.
Oh, okay, hold on. I want to make sure I have this. I want to make sure I have this right, Tom. So let's say you were irresponsible. Not that I would ever be, and you've overindulged
a
little bit.
You've never been a Red Lobster, I know.
Yes, sir. Yes. Let's say you overindulged, and you come home, and since you're not 18 anymore, you're worried about how you're going to feel the next day. You're saying if you just Kamala down a dill pickle and drink the juice, you won't have a hangover?
Kamala would do maybe do two pickles, but I do one. I choose to do one. And just a swig of the juice, wake up the morning feeling fresh.
Wow. Chris, have you heard that? Michael, have you heard that before? Don't shake your head, Chris. I'm all in. I'm all in. Derek in Georgia, go.
Mine would be Little Smokies.
Ooh.
With Vermont extremely sharp cheddar cheese, and if you've had a couple of Bush lattes, like the last caller, some dill pickles.
Okay, all right, now hold on a second. Hold on. The Little Smokies and the cheddar. I'm with you 100%. I love me some Little Smokies, love some cheddar. Are we just eating all this cold? Is this warmed up, or what's the status here?
Cold is my go-to.
Okay.
Why waste time?
You know what? I respect that because it is a midnight snack. Don't shake your head at his snack, Chris. It's better than any of your snacks, I'm sure. What do you eat at night? You know, I don't even want to know. Pastrami or something like that? 877. You're right. Pastrami is delicious. That was an unfair shot at pastrami. I'm sorry, pastrami. I got mad at Chris and I lashed out. 877-377-4373. Your go-to midnight snack. Look, we can talk about fun stuff tonight, or we can dwell on the fact we're about to have a Supreme Court justice who doesn't know what a woman is and believes babies should die. I choose to focus on the fun. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.